From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Thursday, June 27th. Pacific Gas and Electric Company says it's cutting its utility rates by 9% starting in July. But as NSPR's Adia White reports, it's unclear how long the relief will last.
The utility company has been under immense pressure to reduce bills, especially since it increased rates in January. PG&E Senior Vice President of Local Customer Engagement, Aaron Johnson, said in a live stream that customers have been asking for relief.
I've even been hearing from my own family about bills and utility bills in general. We know that customers are struggling with those bills and that we have to do things to reduce those bills.
Johnson said the temporary rate reduction during high summer cooling costs is thanks to the completion of some wildfire prevention and recovery projects. PG&E collected money for that work, and now those charges expire, so rates go down.
We think that this is a really important reduction to make right now, while electric bills tend to be at their highest during the hot summer months.
Spokesperson Paul Moreno said a North State customer who uses 950 kilowatt hours per month would save about $40 a month. But PG&E also has pending requests with the California Public Utilities Commission to increase rates again for additional wildfire prevention and storm response work. Moreno said the current reduction will remain in place until regulators issue a decision on the new requests. He expects that decision to come in late summer or early fall. That's when bills will likely go back up. Utility Reform Network Executive Director Mark Toney told NSPR the rate reduction is a, quote, drop in the bucket for customers who have been slammed with increases. He says customers need permanent rate reductions to make bills more affordable. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
This article was produced as part of a project for the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism's 2024 California Health Equity Impact Fund. In other news, as of the latest update last night, all evacuation orders for the Apache fire burning in Palermo and Butte County have been downgraded to warnings. As residents return to their homes, officials are asking people to be on the lookout for damages.
It's important to just kind of do a perimeter sweep of your property once you get back in there, just to make sure there's no hazards that may have popped up while you've been gone.
That's Dan Collins, a public information officer with CAL FIRE. He told NSPR that residents should also examine poles and power lines on their property and watch out for stray embers.
And then also to check their properties for any hazards that may have occurred while they've been gone, specifically stuff like burnt trees, limbs that are perhaps hanging over that have gotten impacted by the fire.
The Apache fire now stands at nearly 700 acres and is 60% contained. The fire began Monday night and has destroyed one home and one outbuilding. A firefighter was also injured. And a lawsuit against the Shasta County Elections Office has been dismissed by a Superior Court judge this week. According to reporting from news outlet Shasta Scout, the lawsuit was brought against the office from a supervisorial candidate who claimed her loss in the March election was due to intentional sabotage and error from elections officials. The judge dismissed any alleged wrongdoing of officials and said that, quote, the lack of evidence was profound. The candidate's lawyer told Shasta Scout they plan to appeal the judge's decision. And voters will soon decide whether to allow a 1 cent sales tax increase to be implemented in Butte County. The measure will be included on the ballot in November. Supervisors decided this at Tuesday's meeting. County staff say the sales tax could produce more than $40 million in revenue, which could help fund vital services like fire management, library services, and law enforcement. And hundreds of water systems in California don't meet state safety and reliability standards, and the costs of fixing them will be enormous. NSPR's Ken Duvall explains.
According to state standards, suppliers must deliver water that is pure, wholesome, and potable at all times. But according to reporting from the news outlet CalMatters, water systems for nearly a million California residents don't meet that standard, mostly in communities of color and in poverty-stricken areas, including some in the North State. Many other water systems are considered at risk of failing. The cost to bring these systems into compliance within 5 years is staggering, an estimated $16 billion. CalMatters reports the California Water Board says it can only cover about $2 billion of that, leaving a $14 billion tab for water suppliers and well owners to pick up. That will be hard for ratepayers in poorer areas. 2 years ago, Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill to help low-income residents, but another water assistance bill is pending in the legislature this year. For NSBR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
The California Water Board maintains a regularly updated dashboard showing the status of water systems in each county. Find a link at mynspr.org. And finally, San Francisco-based KQED announced it's shuttering its satellite office in San Jose. That's according to reporting by the Mercury News. The paper reports that a KQED spokesperson said the decision to close the office is part of an ongoing effort to reduce costs. A recent CNN business report cited other well-known news organizations that have made deep personnel cuts this year. That includes the New York Times, the Washington Post, and NPR. Industry leaders say the advent of the internet has profoundly changed the media landscape and the ways and where consumers get their news. And those are your headlines for Thursday, June 27th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.